1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley dropping out of the presidential race. The formal announcement expected in a few minutes from her home state of South Carolina. The move follows Donald Trump's strong showing on Super Tuesday. Here's ABC News political director Rick Klein.
Red states and blue states, whether it was California or Massachusetts, Texas or Oklahoma, these were big Trump victories virtually everywhere. Now, there were places that he was a little bit weaker. Nikki Haley won the first state she did in this entire contest in Vermont, around the suburbs in places like Virginia and places like Colorado. Signs of weakness, signs of skepticism around Donald Trump. And yes, now the question becomes, what happens to all those Haley voters?
Voters are looking at what appears to be a rematch between Trump and Biden in November. Nikki Haley had said all along she thought she was the only Republican who could have beaten Biden. She also says Donald Trump will have to earn the support of her supporters. She won't be endorsing him today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin for the second time this year today. She's talking about jobs and the economy with Labor Secretary Julie Sue in Madison. The presidential campaigns are shifting their focus to battleground states after Super Tuesday. Opportunities for good-paying jobs exist in rural areas despite misconceptions. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says some industries are better suited for growth in the country.
If you're going to build a solar array or a wind farm, you got to do it in a rural area. And when that happens, what kinds of jobs are needed to support it? And all that sort of thing could really help rural areas.
A Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared to 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Edgewood College is teaming up with the Wisconsin National Guard to help Guard members earn their state teaching licenses at a discounted rate. The online program launches this spring and will let Guard members and their spouses earn both a master's degree and teaching license for half the cost. Guard members will be able to choose from three specialties, including elementary, secondary, and special education. The program can be completed in just 1 year instead of the usual 2 years it takes to earn a license. If you're looking to take family portraits this spring, the Madison Public Library has you covered. They're offering free photography sessions for families throughout the next 2 months. You'll have to reserve a spot, and each session with a professional photographer takes about 10 minutes. The portraits are for personal use only, and you shouldn't bring props with you. The next family portrait event is Saturday, March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
A slugfest between the Brewers and Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A combined 29 hits between the two teams, but the Giants came out on top 13-8 over the Brewers. Rhys Hoskins, who turns 31 later this month, got his first home run as a Brewer.
I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to see what I can do to help these guys to bring another division championship back to Milwaukee.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have slipped dramatically, losing 7 out of their last 9 games, but a report by CBS Sports says they still expect Wisconsin to make the final cut for the NCAA tournament. Marquette hosts number 2 ranked UConn, but without Tyler Kolek, dealing with an oblique muscle injury.
Obviously an opportunity to play a great team. Can't say enough about Tyler Kolek. It's obviously unfortunate that Tyler won't be able to play, but the good news is we feel very confident that he will be able to play at some point very soon.
That's Marquette head basketball coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Albo. Wednesday noon till 2, we will review Super Tuesday results with Trigg the Olsen and Pat Kreitlow, plus your calls on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Literally since the Reagan administration, right? There have been bipartisan efforts to get something done here, but I really believe we've gotten to the point where many congressional Republicans find it so useful as a cudgel that they would rather keep the problem going for political uses than solve the problem and risk the chance that the president could share in the credit for that. In the same way that you know, we see some of them, even though we had great bipartisan cooperation on the infrastructure bill that I work on, a lot of them who are against that, only to turn around and try to get credit for it when we actually have a ribbon cutting or a groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Secretary Pete, we were saying he is so good. He will cut a bitch and they will not even know it until they bleed out.
Exactly.
And he's so nice doing it. I know. He's so nice.
Chastin will cut a bitch and you'll know it.
You'll know it. Yeah, you'll know it because it's a stiletto.
Right.
Like in single white female.
Uh-huh.
However, we were just saying, you know, Gavin Newsom, Adam Schiff, Pete Buttigieg, Eric Swalwell, we have such great alpha liberals. Yeah. That is how you do it. Let's hear some more. Yes.
The administration keeps saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes," and that's why you're at 18%.
Respectfully, I think congressional Republicans are saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes," which is why they're polling at about 15% right now.
I know that
right
Congress
now,
has never.
We have
Congress isn't
we
running
have
for
economic numbers
for
that,
president.
Is it my lying eyes that under Joe Biden we've had the most job creation in American history? Is it my lying eyes telling us that unemployment and inflation are both below 4%?
Thank you.
Yeah, and John Kernan bled out about 10 minutes
later. And then he bled out.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And Mayorkas said it's closing, and 7.2 million people have come into where our big cities have no idea how to handle this.
But,
and then
here's
you hear
the thing,
from
though.
The administration,
here's the thing.
It's
now,
not their fault.
This is really This is really important, okay? The common sense position, and the position that, by the way, a lot of moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans would always say, the kinds of things that you hear at the Chamber of Commerce in Indiana, where I come from, is that there ought to be more legal immigration and less illegal immigration.
John Cronin's like, I feel a little pinch in my ribs. What is that?
Did I get bit by a mosquito? What?
And yet when there's a chance to actually do that, that's not what happened. The last administration cut legal immigration. And meanwhile, our economy is pulling people just as much as terrible conditions in Latin America are pushing people. And when there's finally a bipartisan compromise that would help address at least some of those issues, congressional Republicans couldn't get it done because Donald Trump, who's not even in elected office, killed it. That is a fact.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keeper of the facts. Secretary Pete. Dino Badala, our buddy, our pal, said it was not a Super Tuesday for Trump. He lost the suburbs and college-educated Republicans in the primaries. Worse, in North Carolina, 81% of those who backed Haley on Tuesday said they would not vote for Trump in November, per a CNN exit poll. So, yeah, that's the thing I keep saying is like Bob Seska says, don't get happy. However, this is not good news for Trump, these numbers, right?
Yeah.
Ron tweets, Joe Biden created more jobs than any other president, even after excluding ones that came back from the pandemic. Wages are also way up, with the growth weighted to lower and middle income earners. T-Pain, thank you. Fun fact, polls predicted Trump would win Vermont by 30 points, yet Nikki Haley won. Polls are useless.
Yep.
So let's just keep our heads down. Oh, by the way, you know how I know we're winning and we're really effective? So we had Brooklyn Dad Defiant on yesterday, who is a fantastic social media influencer. I have never seen so much hate on Twitter. Mark Hamill, who is the nicest man in Hollywood, so supportive of talent and of activists, said something nice. Just so great to hear you on Steph's show, and you know, you're more handsome than your, you know, profile. But just something nice that
very nice.
You know, that was, oh my God. The people on Twitter are calling. Mm-hmm. First of all, I didn't realize since eighth grade that gay is such an.
Oh, that's
so gay. Gay, Mark. You're so gay. Can I just tell you, I know Mark and his whole family. Mark is not gay. But it's just all that pedophile filth and just, you know, hate toward Brooklyn Dad and toward Mark Hamill. I was like, oh, they must really be striking a nerve, because.
Try being a gay dude on the radio.
Oh. Yeah. I mean,
I see.
I was like, is this really?
It's never ended.
Seriously, I feel like I'm in eighth grade and someone's calling someone a femme. I was like, what? Because he complimented another guy?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know, he was being supportive of Brooklyn and of our show, as he is, because he's such
Because we love him.
Oh, my God.
I love Mark Hamill.
No, I know. And that's I felt bad that he got all this hate on Twitter just for saying something nice. I was like, wow, there's a lot of just out and out meanness out there, man. Okay. Wow. They throw around drug addiction stuff, whether it's about Hunter Biden or whoever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? None of you have had an addiction or love someone who has, that you can be such bastards about anyone
People
that has
bastards
struggled?
Anyway.
Oh, my. Well, and of course, the shows the red states, of course, have more of that drug addiction, too. So it's like, anyway. All right. Pardon me. Where was I? Oh, Joe Walsh said, take it from someone who knows, if Nikki Haley wants to remain a viable Republican, a Republican who can win a Republican primary again one day, she will endorse Trump when she gets out.
No.
If she wants to do what's best for her country, she won't endorse him. It's that simple. Bets, everyone, bets. Is she out already? What time is it?
It's 7:12 our time, so she should have. I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. John Pavlovitz said, if we lose in November, it won't be MAGAs that defeat us. It will be us. Gut check, mirror gaze, grown-up time. We need to show up for America, the planet, the future. I feel like Carlos and Malcolm are going to have some thoughts.
No.
No.
Along those lines. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Ronald tweets, less than a month after Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Ripped Judge Ungorn for suggesting Trump's former CEO committed perjury in his trial testimony. He pleads guilty to.
Perjury.
Can you imagine going back to Rikers Island for 5 months? For Donald Trump.
I know. Rikers is not. Rikers is awful.
Lindsey Graham says if Democrats win another Senate seat in 2024, they're going to abolish the filibuster and transform America. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsey.
I would love that.
You were also correct that if you nominate Trump, you're going to get killed and you'll deserve it. Politically, is what I meant.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
The Stephanie Miller Show thanks you for clarifying that.
Thank you. The Stephanie Miller Show also wishes to clarify that it was not the Dominican Republic that the delegates weighed less than the delegates from American Samoa in the Obama-Hillary primary. It was Guam.
Yeah.
Guam. Where they're also skinnier than in American Samoa. I was just saying it was a very close primary. Remember, that's back when I was a wild-eyed, you know, Obama-loving communist, Hillary-hating. Okay.
You were an Obama bot.
Andrew Weissman is being a helper.
Oh.
He's being a legal helper. He said, he's a teasy little legal minx.
Okay.
He said, while Jack Smith's two Trump cases are effectively on hold, here's a thought. Instead of simply waiting on the Supreme Court and Judge Cannon, indict Chesbrough and the other unnamed, unindicted J6 conspirators in the D.C. federal case. Do it. Jack.
It'll be awesome.
It'll happen when it happens.
Tristan Snell, our legal ad, said if the Supreme Court says only Congress can disqualify someone from federal office, what happens when Democrats win the House and take the majority on January 3rd, 2025? Their first act should be the immediate disqualification of Donald Trump and all his J6 co-conspirators. Thank you. We are just going to have to do this ourselves. Oh, here was some other good news. Hold, please. NBC News confirming the probe into the notorious deleted Secret Service text message scandal is officially a criminal investigation.
Good.
I say Commander gets to do the interrogations.
Yep.
Let me see your metadata.
Wasn't Major also one that bit them, too?
Yes. Major and Commander should do the interrogations.
I agree. They'll know.
Or just have them sit there and just stare.
Like Madeleine Kahn in History of the World Part 1 with the eunuch.
By the way, Glenn Kirshner and I don't know where I end and he begins. He said, I think I made a point like this yesterday. He said the Supreme Court just said only Congress can disqualify insurrectionists from holding office, but there are insurrectionists in Congress who will never vote against their own interests.
Of course.
Thank you. It's like assembling a panel of bank robbers to pass laws prohibiting robbing banks. I think I said something like that. He's so dreamy. Okay. Oh, Chris, I have a guest to go for you.
Okay,
Said if they were having his last wake and it was him versus Trump and he was being given last rites, I would still vote for Joe Biden. Who said that?
Mr. Peabody.
No, that was Mark Cuban.
Oh.
Yes, good for him.
Mark Elias said, my take on SCOTUS decision. The court allowed Trump to stay on the ballot in order to avoid an outcome that would raise the national temperature. My objection is that judges should not bend to the will of an insurrectionist simply to placate his supporters. Who, many of whom are also insurrectionists. Sorry.
Are you
I'm
okay?
I'm screaming.
Apparently, the announcement has already happened and it was very short.
Was it shortened to the point, Nikki Haley's getting out? Okay.
So there was nothing to go live to, really?
Has Donald Trump issued a graceful farewell to her?
A graceful retort?
Bird's leaving. Bird brain's leaving. Bye-bye, bird. Bye-bye, birdie. Bye, bird brain. Bye-bye-bye.
Nikki. Nancy Pelosi.
You know, we say things. You know, as we say, congratulations to Nancy Pelosi on winning the Vermont primary, by the way. You know, I'm joking on the show. I'm not going to guess that the statement is going to be very similar to what I just said.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye, bird brain. Bye-bye, birdie. Bye-bye-bye.
Probably.
Bye-bye. Okay.
It's going to be delivered by Anne Margaret.
Yes.
Bye-bye, birdie.
He's going to use the video of Suzanne Plachet's eyes being plucked out. I plucked her eyes out like Suzanne Plachet eyeballs.
He can't
birds.
Pronounce Plachet.
Bye-bye, bird brain.
I just watched that the other night.
Oh, it's awful.
I can't help but laugh.
Couldn't Bob Newhart have helped? I mean, really, that was
seriously
rude to let his wife get her eyeballs plucked out.
And in that same scene, rude. Veronica Cartwright is staring at her through the window screaming.
Oh, God.
And nobody screams better than Veronica Cartwright.
Go ahead, do it.
Donald can't pronounce Plachet, so...
No. It's got too many syllables.
Mrs. Newhart.
Bob's wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Weissman said, upshot, the Supreme Court disqualification decision finding that Congress, not the states, may act to enforce the 14th as a disqualifying provision means Jack Smith has a basis to revisit charging insurrection under 18 U.S.C. 2383, which is such congressional implementation. He certainly could do that. Oh, Andrew Weissman is being very, very helpful. I certainly hope Jack Smith is checking his inbox, his suggestion box. We're all being polite chipmunks. How about this? Weissman also said...
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
He also says recall the J6 committee referred a 2383 insurrection charge to the DOJ for consideration based on the evidence it had collected. That, of course, is not binding on the DOJ, but shows the committee thought the charge fit the conduct, which is exactly what Liz Cheney's been saying. Here, leisure. Have we, did anyone remember to tie out a fresh goat this morning for Liz Cheney? Just saying, we need all the help we can get at this particular point. She likes to hunt. She doesn't want to be fed. She likes to hunt.
Although,
can we trick her with a fresh goat? Like she, like pretend like it's alive.
The goats were for the T Rexes, though.
That's true.
Oh.
Yes, the Velociraptors just ate anything.
Yeah, they're kind of like raccoons.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a big picture person.
Because they're wise like a raccoon. They can figure out how to open
doors.
Yeah,
work out the they're clever girls, you see.
They're clever.
Clever girls. Okay, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Oh, sex toys.
You know what I'm going to talk about.
Dildos.
Yeah. AdamandEve.com. Mm-hmm. Get 50% off any just about any item, plus free shipping and rush processing. Oh, yes. Hurry. Yeah, right there. Hurry, hurry. Put Miller in the box.
You don't want to hurry. I mean, that.
I said, you heard me. Okay. 50% off, plus free shipping and rush processing. Who wants better sex? Anybody? Bueller? Just Bueller. Okay. You can start having better sex immediately. The best way to get started, go to adamandeve.com. Yes, as Chris mentioned, what do you need? Whips, chains, dildos, vibrators? How about the rose?
Whips, chips, chains, dips.
The rose has extra suction. I think you know what I mean, ladies. Okay, adamandeve.com and select any one item. An adventurous new toy, maybe some lingerie. Enter the offer code Miller at checkout. That is, type in Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer. Use this code Miller to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and fast with, rush processing. Hurry. Code is Miller.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. Gen 90 instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can get Genucel XV, my other favorite, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale now. Genucel.com, included in the bestseller package. Best value in skincare anywhere. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box while supplies last, plus free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You had to tame those.
Domesticated potatoes.
Really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Yes. My tiny baby nephew is upstairs. He is juice fasting because he plays the first gay president in the new Shonda Rhimes Netflix series entitled The Residence, and they're shooting a bathtub scene tomorrow.
Oh.
And I said, were they concerned that you would not fit in the Taft bathtub? And he said, yes. So he has stopped eating.
That's not
good. Bonnie and Clyde went up to check on him, make sure he's okay. He's very weak.
He's gonna eat them. He's hungry enough.
Okay. Wow. Look, did you see this tweet from Dean Phillips? He said, congratulations to Joe Biden, uncommitted, Marianne Williamson, and Nikki Haley for demonstrating more appeal to Democratic Party loyalists than me.
Now, that's okay, funny.
So, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye then.
Take care now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye then. Loser.
He picked up, carry the 4 divided by 7.
Zero
delegates. Yeah. And lost his home state of Minnesota to Joe Biden yesterday. Okay.
Who's the guy that picked up?
Although he did say he would be very open to being on a ticket with Nikki Haley because, wow, that ego. Apparently, he thinks there's a huge demand.
How come he didn't win American Samoa? Why did some, no-name loser?
Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Who is that guy?
He got, a dozen votes or something?
No, they don't have that many. They don't have that many delegates.
Hey, you know who it is, everybody?
Like six votes. Total.
Not delegates, votes.
Guess who it is, everybody?
What?
It's Bean Wisconsin,
everybody. Hey, good buddy, everybody.
Hey, good buddy, every morning. How
are
we doing today?
Good morning, Madison.
Yeah, water cooler talk.
So, everybody, we all seem to be talking about how we got here and how we got to this point. And we all seem to be having our own theories. And I've got a theory that I'd like to share. And
all right.
I'm glad you played Rachel Maddow earlier today saying that the violent crime rate has gone down.
Thank you.
If you watch Fox News. If you watch Fox News, what they're going to do, what they did, actually, is say they disputed the statistics. They said, well, we all know that these liberal prosecutors are taking hardcore felonies and they're pleading them out as minor misdemeanors. And then, so they excuse it by saying the statistics are wrong, but then they follow it up with nothing but fear. It's like, okay, and look what's happening in these cities. All these cities have the violent crime waves, and then what's going to happen? These businesses are leaving. And they push their audience into fear and anger day after day. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's flight or fight.
Yeah.
So it's always pushing your audience into fight or flight.
It's the same play they've been running
out there.
Forever. This is it's the same play. They've run for, since the beginning of time, right? It's like, if there's something wrong with your marriage, it's the gay people. If you don't have a job, it's the brown guy that took it, I mean, it's oh, look, Rick, a truck driver, beep, beep, Krista says.
Okay.
Yeah, which means, hi, Rick, are you going to blow your horn for me? Rick? Rick? Aww, come on, man.
Rick.
Okay, that means someone needs to get me a pony. If I don't have a truck driver that's going to beep for me, okay.
Where are you going to keep a pony?
I don't know. We'll work it out. Let's go.
Let's keep it on the bridle path out back?
Let's go to Ken in Louisiana. Hello, Ken. Hi, Ken.
Uh-oh.
Probably the thing with the phones.
Yeah,
because
the
whatever.
Whatever.
All right, okay. We will...
We're saving money.
Pardon me?
Are we saving money?
Okay. Okay, so MSNBC cut broadcasts of Trump's victory speech and brutally fact-checked him and said, can I just say, it's not just MSNBC. Fox News is starting to do this, and for them, mostly because of lawsuits.
Yeah.
But CNN as well, and that's the way the media's got to treat this. You can't just let him, you can't give him an in-kind campaign contribution and let him, because almost everything he says is a lie. It's really only news if he actually says something that's true. 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Has been an extraordinary leader in getting us to this point that we have the six-week deal, and so Hamas needs to do its thing, as I talked about yesterday in Selma. We all want this conflict to end as soon as possible, and how it does matters.
Thank you, MVP Kamala Harris. Did you Really, Jody, really? Do you want to trigger Malcolm Nance like that? Do you want to play Donald Trump on Ukraine? Okay.
They did this because they have no respect for Biden, and frankly, they got soft. And what happened here is incredible. That should never have happened. Likewise, Russia would never have attacked Ukraine. Mm. Never. Mm-hmm. You know it. Everybody knows it. And that wouldn't have happened. Do this is all on Biden.
Okay, let's just go right to the
Sorry.
Let's dance. Dear God.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy Let's pants. Dance.
Yeah. Good morning, Malcolm Nance. I think we can all agree how very, very tough Donald Trump was on Russia.
Oh, yeah. He's the toughest. All he has to do is open his mouth and Vladimir Putin will just jump. Look, I have never seen a bigger puppy dog in a lap than Donald Trump is when he's dealing with Vladimir Putin. I swear to God, if it wasn't for the fact that he ignores Melania all the time, I would think it was sexual. Yeah. But maybe in a way it is. So that comment that he made that, Russia would never invade Ukraine. He, of course, completely forgot about the time Russia invaded Ukraine in 2014 and that he spent a year praising Vladimir Putin's toughness over Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Or maybe it all blurs into one gelatinous glob of I hate liberals and Ukrainians. But that's where we are.
As we are on the verge of the Republican Party once again nominating a 91 felony count rapist traitor, your piece was just, particularly for me, really touching, Malcolm, on Substack. It's entitled Remember Them, Two People Who Deserve a Trumpless America This November. And I hope you don't mind my oversharing, but I remember sitting in my Barca loungers in my living room with you shortly after your beautiful wife had passed, and I looked over and you were tearing up, and you are the toughest guy I think I've ever met, and you were tearing up just talking about her. And so I know personally how rough it has been, the loss of your wife. And so talk about the two people that you're talking about, if you don't mind, and why, as you keep saying, this election's not a game. It's not a game for a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, one of my wife's favorite photos is the photo of her and you at your front door when you were telling everybody for years, that I'm the alternate Mrs. Nance. And she kept saying, she goes, I'll allow it.
she did not take exception of that. That's how nice a woman she was.
Not at all. And so when you two met in the first, it was just great. But I wrote an article on Substack, and if you're not following me, now's a good time to do it at malcolmnance.substack.com. It's free for everybody to read, and it's about two people that I've had that I was interacting with that were a big part of my life until just recently. And now, if you don't know it, I'm in Germany right now helping with care for one of them. But the first one was just this bubbly, incredible young woman, 32 years old, the daughter of a friend. And I met her at the Christmas party, and she was, had been a fashion model, a political science student, lived in Israel, loved Israel, and said, I think you need to go and tell the real story of what's going on. And I'm a social media manager. She worked for several major parties. And she just bowled me over, and I thought, finally, my stuff's going to get unscrewed because I'm screwy. So,
I think we can say, because it's in your piece, it's David Frum's daughter, because obviously a lot of people know that it was very tragic that she had beat brain cancer, and then obviously
tumor came back.
Yeah,
Miranda and Rebecca Frum, as her obituary says, Miranda Frum, an amazing child, and David was so proud. His wife, Danielle, were so proud. And I drove all the way out to Toronto from New York to go to the funeral. But she passed very quickly, suddenly. And I didn't really know at the time that she had beat cancer 5 years before, brain cancer.
Yeah.
And some result of that suddenly took her life. And, you know, it was horrible. It reminded me of everything that happened with my late wife. You know, it's been almost 5 years for me. And as we say in the widow world, 5 years or 5 minutes, there's no difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking.
And Malcolm.
And then
when I got back,
I got called in for my friend. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say his name, but we refer to him in the article as Super Soldier because he's a skinny young kid from New Jersey, former Marine, and joined the International Legion, has been fighting nonstop for 2 years now.
In Ukraine, yeah.
And, yep, and only got wounded recently, and one of his legs is in danger of being amputated.
Oh.
And it's just incredible. So his family isn't here. They don't know him. They don't know the extent of his injury. So I jumped on a plane. I said, my job is soldier care. So I'm out here right now making sure he either gets moved on to Washington, D.C. or to some primary care facility.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's heartbreaking that both of these people were upholding the twin pillars of democracy, and ours is crumbling before our very eyes, what with the Supreme Court and other activities, Trump winning these primaries, all these people wanting the 91-count indicted criminal as their man. It's time for us all to fight. And, you know, we have to start putting aside our little single issues and understand our entire way of life is at risk. And these two people sacrificed. One passed from, you know, her life, and the other sacrificed blood, bone, and muscle for America and our allies. And we all need to take that to heart and find a reason to overcome ourselves or disenthrall ourselves, as Lincoln would say, and vote this November for Joe Biden.
Yep. You know, nearly 20% of Minnesotans took part in the uncommitted vote against Biden. One of the spokespeople said tonight's numbers showed President Biden cannot earn back the votes with just rhetoric. It is not simply enough to use the word ceasefire while Biden funds bombs that kill civilians every day. Democrats want Joe Biden to change his policies, stop sending weapons to Israel, use all possible leverage to end Israel's war crimes in Gaza. Obviously, the vice president, you know, spoke and called for a ceasefire this week. You know, Malcolm, I know that you're very passionate about, as is everybody talking about this issue. I guess my question is, what can, I guess I'm so frustrated with Hamas and Netanyahu at this point. Obviously Netanyahu's not for a two-state solution. He won't stop building settlements. Like, I just don't. And I know last week you talked about Rwanda and other things that you consider genocides. But I think we also have to say 30,000 or whatever it is dead Palestinians is not good. We have to figure out how to bring this to a close, don't we? I mean, what is your take on where we are now and what Biden can do to try to control Netanyahu or this situation?
Well, you have to understand something. Joe Biden is not the president of Israel.
Right.
He's the president of the United States.
Thank you. Yeah.
And there's very little leverage you can put on the Israelis when their citizens were mass murdered, raped, dismembered. Mm-hmm. I've been through the houses. I have other articles that I can barely write. They're horrible what happened on 10/7. And then Hamas planned on Israel to attack their civilians, knowing there were no protections put in place for them. And they literally say on television, yesterday they said, the deaths of our population are the spirit of our fight to destroy the Jews. You know what? If you think that this is like that after 9/11, when George Bush went into Iraq, that no one was killed, and you didn't protest the 500,000 people, then you have a problem because it's Israel.
Yeah. Well, this has been, Malcolm,
This
is what people are saying. Hamas knew that Israel was going to overreact like we did on 9/11 when we attacked the wrong country and killed, as you just said, tens of thousands of civilians.
In fact, when you looked at, and I've been 1.5 kilometers from Gaza, all right, at a settlement where they mass murdered half the people in that settlement, right? And it's not a settlement. It's a kibbutz. It is in Israel. They invaded Israel. But when you're there and you look at Gaza, it's like saying Manhattan. It's high-rise building. It's this and that. You drop one bomb, there's going to be effects. Hamas land for this. They put buildings under mosques, tunnels, 500 kilometers of tunnels, which all have to be destroyed. All right? All I'm saying is this. What's happening in the United States in relation to this, I'm speaking to the 20% of you who were uncommitted.
In Minnesota.
Next November, in Minnesota. Next November.
Listen, that's our first stop on Sexy Liberal. Don't you smear my Minnesotans.
Yeah. We'll take care of things.
Minneapolis. We're going to go fix this.
I love Minneapolis, St. Paul. But look, you have to understand something. It can get a lot worse. Imagine a president of the United States that endorses the complete annexation of the West Bank and Gaza and forced displacement of the population into Egypt and Jordan. That's Donald Trump. Yeah. Imagine a president of the United States who said on day one, if you are a pro-Palestinian protester, if you are a foreigner here on a visa, he will have you arrested and deported, and now said he's going to give immunity to police. That's Donald Trump. A president like Joe Biden was looking for compromise, who you can negotiate with, who you can place political pressure with. I'm sorry, we're coming down to one issue now. Yeah. Does the American Republic survive?
Oh, and can I just tell you, I think we
48 years or not.
We hit the height of absurdity. I don't know if you happen to see this clip of pro-Palestinian protesters chasing AOC with a cell phone, saying she's not saying the word genocide enough, and they're chasing her through like a, I don't know, she's going to see a movie or something until she finally turns and flips out on her. I mean, she's one of the most pro-Palestinian, you know, powerful leftist figures in our country. If you are, you know, terrorizing her, we've kind of gone round the bend on this, you know, and I thought the vice president's comments were really powerful, you know, and her meeting with Netanyahu's, what's his name, opposition, whoever, it sends another signal.
The signal is strong. Let me tell you, it's been picked up in Israel. Most people hate Netanyahu in Israel.
Yeah.
But it's a unity government right now. If you guys haven't known that, it's not just Netanyahu's party.
Right.
And there are a lot of people that are mad. The hostage families, for example, some of them literally are blocking the aid convoys with their lives, with their bodies over there. But it can get a lot worse. A lot worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, this report that just came out on the rape and torture that happened on the 7th, but that also mentioned it is ongoing. I mean, imagine you're one of those families, you know. So it's – Malcolm, let me get your – real quick because we're running short on time again. But and this is your wheelhouse, your specialty. I just want to – I've been talking about this, and Tom Hartman tweeted, last weekend, two foreign powers announced their intention to try to manipulate this fall's election. There are things the Biden administration and you can do to disrupt their scheme. He's talking about Russia and Saudi Arabia making sure that gas prices go through the roof. Talk to us about that a little.
Oh, it's going to be Russia, Saudi Arabia, China, North Korea, and, you know, Hungary, which should really be kicked out of NATO. And they're going to make and even some moneyed interest in Latin America that actually encourage these caravans of people to come up to the Mexican border. Every trick in the book that has never been seen in this country is being pulled out for this election. Every one of them. And it's the, you know what? I'm going to blame the single issue voters. I'm going to blame you guys. You know, this is not something you might survive if we screw this up. Yeah. He's talking about camps, not just camps for people. He's talking about camps for dissenters. He is talking about using the Constitution against you. You know what I said in my book, plot to destroy democracy and plot to betray America. He will create a constitutional autocracy.
Listen.
Which means the Constitution only exists for his people and will be used against you.
There is no such thing as too much hyperbole. We call you a shouty McShoutface. The entire country will become
loud noises!
we're all going to be just shouting at each other.
No, shout in one direction.
Yep.
Shout for the defense of America.
Yep. Absolutely. Malcolm, give your give our love to your friend. Tell him to hopefully heal quickly.
Yeah.
And let's try and get this money to Ukraine and stand with them and democracy. So thank you again, honey, for, you know, just so sorry to, just to take you, all the things taking you through your pain again. Sending a big hug.
From all of us.
Yeah.
Well, amen, y'all.
Okay. Love you, sweetie. There he goes, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my cozier jammies and my sheets.
Yeah.
In the presidential suite up there, as I call where my nephew stays.
The guest room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There literally is a picture of Marilyn Monroe in the other bedroom, so the guy that owns the show is coming next week. He's like, okay, I know I can't have the presidential suite. Can I have the Marilyn room? I'm like, yes, you can't have the JFK presidential suite, but you can have the Marilyn room next door. They both have cozier sheets. There's cozier towels in there. I mean, I give and I give.
Yeah.
These are the softest, most luxurious. I keep wondering why I can't get rid of house guests.
That's because you ensconce them in comfort.
What's wrong with me? I got to get some sandpaper on those beds.
Yeah.
Cozier sheets now available in 15 awesome colors. I am partial to green myself. I'm getting either the olive green or the sage duvet cover. I'm still deciding.
Oh.
Okay. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it. Try it. Wash it. If you're not completely in love, send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout. Save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Miller.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives. How it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable. So I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order. Plus, a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Olbrich Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The combined reward in the case of Elijah Vu is now up to $25,000. Manitowoc County Crime Stoppers is offering as much as $10,000, while the FBI is offering $15,000. The three-year-old from Two Rivers has been missing for 2 weeks. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. Nursing instructors are pushing back against efforts to set up a for-profit nursing school in Wisconsin. The Arizona College of Nursing is being sued in other states for alleged predatory practices. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says students should seek out established accredited schools.
Those schools that provide theory in terms of online and then make sure they have good clinical placements.
Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of registered nurses. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Employees of the Middleton Cross Plains School District have new health care options with the new on-campus clinic. The new clinic at West Middleton Elementary School opened on Monday and serves school employees and families on the district's insurance plan. It's being run with the help of SSM Health at Work and offers everything from long-term care to acute needs and offers same-day appointments. District officials say that many employees are already taking advantage of the new service. The Dane County Regional Airport is looking for security officers and is holding a hiring event this Friday for anyone interested in the job. The event is this Friday at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Madison East. Interested applicants can learn more about both full and part-time positions at the airport and can even complete some steps of the hiring process. You should register in advance, and you'll need to bring two forms of valid federal or state government ID with you to the event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244 or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning. We will see a few more clouds rolling in by later this afternoon, but still a nice day with a high right around 50 today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, we'll see a little sun, but overall mostly cloudy, 51, with rain likely tomorrow night and Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Lady from Atlanta. Yeah. The Supreme Court's plan to, this is what I said, Jennifer Rubin saying the same thing. I just think this is super happy clappy. Jennifer Rubin saying the same thing I'm saying. I'm just saying it could happen.
Okay, Judy.
We're Judy Tenuta. Mm-hmm. Fans forever here. The Supreme Court's plan to hear Trump's presidential immunity case in April could actually set the GOP's leading candidate up for a scheduling disaster as he nears the November election. Jen Rubin saying, speculated the Supreme Court might actually be handing Trump the worst possible trial date for his D.C. election interference. Ruthlessly absurd. Rubin thinks the judge in D.C., Tanya Chutkan, is going to force the 2020 election interference case through before the 2024 presidential vote. Marie, I'll get hang on, and I'll get your take on it when we come back. But
sure.
It makes sense. This actually makes sense. And Coffee with Carlos.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musically.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.